The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the fourth chapter. Then Jesus began to say to all in the synagogue in Nazareth, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself,' and you will say, 'Do hear also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum.'" And he said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months. And there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman and the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
Lord Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you all from our risen, crucified and risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, may the words from my lips and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you as we go about our day today, this week, and always. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. You have heard the saying, "Birds of a feather flock together." But have you heard the one that our church is an aquarium and God wants to share his love with the whole ocean? I hadn't until a discussion with a colleague the other day. Of course, the concept isn't new to me, I just haven't heard it phrased that way. The New Testament shares the story of Jesus going to fishermen and calling his first disciples to follow him to learn to fish for people rather than fish. While we tend to focus on the aquarium in worship, today's reading confronts our aquarium mentality and gives us eyes to see that Jesus's love and grace does not just find and claim those of us in the aquarium we happen to find ourselves in, but his grace and mercy is abundant and meant to be shared with all the creatures in the ocean, even those beyond the ocean, on the land and in the air, whom God created and put on this earth. Today's gospel is the continuation of last week's gospel from Luke 4, 1 through 21. You may remember that when Jesus began his ministry after his baptism and wilderness experience, he first went to the non-Jewish region of Galilee, though a Jew himself, to share the good news that God's love, mercy, and grace extends beyond the Israelites. And he was met with thanksgiving and welcome wherever he went as he shared his good news. Until today's story. Now, Jesus, returning to his hometown, had a reception of welcome and awe at first, but unfortunately, his reception quickly turned violent. At first, they were amazed to hear the good news that the poor, the oppressed, the heartbroken, and the overwhelmed were loved by God. The good news spoke to them as they were in exile and had to adapt to worship, prayer, and devotion in synagogues rather than the temple, which was now further away. Despite their amazement, they quickly realized that Jesus was the boy whose father was Joseph, a carpenter, both known in the town, and they could not reconcile that he was the Messiah sent for the healing of the world. Their awe was quickly replaced with rage, and they were ready to throw him off a cliff, a punishment by Jewish law reserved for false prophets. The fact that the people in the synagogue in Jesus' hometown only identified him as Joseph's son and not also the Son of God, as we know Jesus to be, tells us that there was no divine birth story circulating about Jesus during his time. They were not clued in like Mary and Joseph, the Magi, the shepherds, King Herod, and us through the hearing of the word and faith given to us by the Holy Spirit, that the Savior of the world had come in the form of an infant with no room at the inn, born in a manger in Bethlehem. That while Jesus was born a human, Jesus was also God, both human and God simultaneously. We Lutherans flock together like the Jewish community does through the feather of our faith. We often struggle with seeing that Jesus' love, mercy, and grace extends beyond our aquarium to the vast ocean, to the land, in the air, to all people God created and loves. We flock together on Sunday by the feather of the Holy Spirit given to us in baptism, which fills our aquarium and binds us to the death and resurrection of Christ, our Lord and Savior, and to one another. Though we come from different backgrounds, experiences, political, social, cultural, and economic values, we are one in Christ, both sinner and saint, freed from sin and death by Christ's suffering and loving sacrifice on the cross for the forgiveness of sin and the promise of eternal life, so that we may be free from sin and death to love and serve our neighbor as ourselves. Our neighbors within the aquarium and outside in God's vast ocean, land, and air. You might say, we are freed to be amphibious, flying creatures. In today's gospel reading, Jesus, having been born a Jew, is telling the Jewish faith community in his hometown that their feather of faith is being made new in him. Like a hen who gathers her brood under her wings, God loves, gathers, redeems, restores, and renews birds of all feathers under her wings. What is shocking to his hometown brothers and sisters is Jesus' claim that he is the awaited Messiah and that God is extending the boundaries of who is included in God's beloved community. When Jesus mentions the specific stories of Elisha and Elijah, he is giving examples of the prophet's example of God showing divine favor outside the chosen Israelites, in addition to divine favor of the Israelites. He is ruffling their feathers with this good news. He is provoking them. He not only proclaims that the prophecy of Isaiah 61 and 58, 6 that are read when he read the scroll in last week's reading, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And having rolled up the scroll, he said, which began today's scripture reading, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to God. And so the Israelites to whom he spoke were his hometown folk, his kin. They knew him as Joseph's son. They knew him growing up. And yet it was hard to see and know that he was also the Son of God. Think about how long it takes us to kind of understand Jesus, and we're still on our journey. So Jesus' reception to his proclamation goes quickly from awe to rage, as it often does when someone challenges our understanding of our own belief system. Not only did Jesus have the audacity to say that he was the long-awaited Messiah, when all they could remember was his dependence on Mary and Joseph, his growing up with his siblings, and we all know what that's like if you have siblings. But Jesus is challenging the boundaries of whom God's grace extends to. He was making a claim that God's love extended beyond the aquarium to which they belonged, out into the vast ocean, out into the land, into the air. When his hearers quickly acted out their rage and like a mob chased him out of town to try to throw him off a cliff, this foreshadows Jesus' death on the cross. Yet the good news is that despite people's disbelief and attempt to throw Jesus off the cliff, Jesus is undeterred and on his mission to teach that God's love extends to all people. The good news is that Jesus walking right through an angry mob foreshadows his resurrection and also ours in baptism. The bad news is that we all swim in an aquarium and have aquarium mentality. However, the good news is that we are forgiven in our baptism and in Holy Communion and are made new every time we confess our sin and remember our baptism, receive the absolution, and receive Holy Communion, which is open to all people via invitation of our Lord. One strength St. Matthew has is that we have people from different backgrounds, political beliefs, and life experiences that shape the way we see the world. Even though we vary in many ways, the feather we all share is our baptism. The divine feather is what keeps us together and in community and calls us to love one another and love God and our neighbor. As you continue to pray for a called pastor and who God is calling you to be in this interim time and into the future, I invite you to reflect on your feather with thanksgiving and ask God to guide St. Matthew in the way forward together, discerning who you are in him and who God is calling you to love and serve in this great vast ocean, in the land, and in the air. May we reflect on how today's gospel teaches us that God's love in Jesus extends beyond our boundaries and what that means to us as we go about our day today, this week, and in our discernment of whom God is calling us to embrace and welcome in worship, in our families, in our schools, in our workplaces, in our local community, our nation, and the world. Amen.